Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to The Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, we've got new details from an upcoming Joe Biden book about the dire financial straits the Biden campaign was in right before the New Hampshire primary. Number two, Republicans appear to be warming to earmarks. And number three, we've got the latest on Joe Biden's cabinet and the potential for the parliamentarian to rule about whether this $15 minimum wage will or will not remain in the COVID relief package. All right, Jake, new details, Joe Biden's book. Everybody wondered about his fundraising. It was something he always struggled with. But our friends, John Allen and Amy Parnes, are coming out with a new book that everyone should buy. It's, I'm sure, going to be wonderful. But it really shows details. I mean, how close they came to being in the red.
Yeah, John and Amy have made kind of a career of writing these now bestseller books about behind the scenes of campaigns. HRC, State Secrets and the Rebirth of Hillary Clinton was a big book about Hillary Clinton at the State Department and her campaign. Shattered Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign was about the 2016 campaign. Now they have Lucky, about how Joe Biden barely won the presidency. That's the title of the book. And it, fascinating. I mean, they discussed, and according to John and Amy's reporting, that the Joe Biden was considering refinancing his home with when there was $1.5 million in his campaign coffers. That was about, as John and Amy note, what some candidates were spending in one day. I mean, I remember, and I was in about actually, I think it's almost like a year ago, like last week or something like that, being in New Hampshire and seeing Joe Biden in the basement of a church. I don't remember where it was. It was within driving distance of Manchester because that's where I was staying. And there was like no one there. You know, it was pretty empty. It was a pretty grim scene. And I looked back as Joe Biden's now the president and just with amazement about how far the campaign traveled from that day until he won the presidency.
Well, and remember, if you remember, that was before South Carolina. It was really where most reporters, most politicians had kind of left him for he was going to, you know, kind of whimper out just like he had in his previous iterations of running for president. And now here we have the Joe Biden administration. All right, number two, Republicans may be warming to earmarks. Democrats have been wanting them to bring them back for quite a while. We've been reporting on the fact that House Democrats are finally making a move in this direction. But a lot of people wondered where Republicans were going to end up on this.
Yeah, you know, I've done a couple days of reporting on this, and I do think that, frankly, Republicans are going to do this. And I think Republicans are going to take advantage of earmarks. They say a few things. They say basically that they're not going to allow Democrats to do all the earmarking without them. They'll put them at a huge political and substantive disadvantage. This is not the Tea Party. I mean, these Republicans are not driven by spending restraints or anything like that like they were in 2010. And listen, the earmarks, and the third point that Republicans are going to make is that earmarking, instead of allowing the Biden administration to spend money, Congress should do it. And Congress should do it with the, you know, with the expertise in mind of each congressional district. Each member of Congress knows their district the best, they argue. So I wouldn't be surprised. But listen, this could go either way.
And number three, we've got the latest on Joe Biden's cabinet out this morning in punchbowl.news. We have the opener, the latest feature on Joe Biden's officials. Today is Tony Blinken, Secretary of State. It is really actually, I feel like, a right moment for us to be featuring who is in Tony Blinken's orbit, because he's really kind of the rubber's meeting the road here in terms of him trying to get America's relationship back on track with the world. Meanwhile, a lot of his potential fellow cabinet officials are struggling on Capitol Hill.
That's true, Anna. Javier Becerra and Deb Haaland are on the hot seat again for a second day. Javier Becerra is the HHS nominee, and a lot of people say, why is he the HHS nominee? He said no experience in public health policy, which is a difficult characteristic for somebody who's nominated to run the Health and Human Services Department. And Deb Haaland, up for Interior Secretary, is getting some heat from Republicans and even some Democrats, one or two Democrats, mostly Joe Manchin, who has said he's not sure he's going to vote for her, about some of her policies regarding natural resources and things of that nature. You know, listen, not a great week for Biden's cabinet nominees, to be frank. You know, as of right now, we don't believe Neera Tanden's going to get through the process here and become OMB director. So, you know, this is tough. I mean, every president has a cabinet nominee that goes down. Some have more than one that go down. A big week for his cabinet. We probably won't know their fate until next week.
Yeah, to zoom out, I mean, I think the issue for Joe Biden is he's got a lot on his plate, and he's in a position where he's further behind in terms of getting confirmations than Barack Obama, than George W. Bush, than Donald Trump was at this point in their presidencies. And so it's kind of, you know, it seemed as though things were going fairly smooth when it came to his cabinet on the early picks, whether it was defense or otherwise. And now there's been a couple of stumbling blocks that they're going to have to deal with. Let's just quickly turn to this issue of the parliamentarian. We've been focused on what is going to make it in this final COVID relief package and whether or not the increased minimum wage is going to be a part of it. It's something Democrats, particularly progressives, want. Republicans and others are saying it's not actually germane to the bill. Where does that stand?
Yeah, I think that this week or today, frankly, we could today or tomorrow could hear from the parliamentarian about minimum wage and the parliamentarians in the hot seat. Also, speaking of the hot seat, it will be a big moment for Capitol Hill to see whether the minimum wage will end up in this bill. I mean, if the minimum wage increase ends up in the bill, becomes a big issue for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who said they will not be supporting a minimum wage increase at $15. If it doesn't, they're going to face problems from the rank and file. So a tough situation that Chuck Schumer needs to solve and needs to, frankly, it's out of his control, right? I mean, it's out of his control either way.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a rating and review. You can also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.